The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Here he is. Thank you, Ender. Nice work. Rumour file open, 9221882. Ash today and Andrew standing by to take your calls. I'd love to put you up for the rumour file, 9221882. Hello, Bob.
Thank you, Basil, and a good Monday morning, Millsy. The COVID-19 death count in the U.S. nears 67,000. Yet there is some good news this morning. Dr. Deborah Birx of the President's Coronavirus Task Force tells Fox,
whereas New Orleans and now Detroit and some of our other metros are showing a significant decline, others are just reaching steady state. We are encouraged that the New York and New Jersey metro areas are starting to see a decline after a long, flat curve.
That's more than enough to encourage cabin fever suffering Americans to clamor for a more normal life.
Free up the beach! Free up the beach!
That bloke in San Diego that just reopened beach. Across the country, there's a growing let's get back to work move.
It's in God's hands what happens to me and my health.
Let us have our state back. Enough.
Others are angry houses of worship are still required to have their doors locked.
Open churches!
President Trump is pushing the intensive research by multiple pharmaceutical companies to quickly find a successful vaccine for coronavirus.
I hope we're going to have a vaccine, and we're going to fast-track it like you've never seen before.
That Trump-style rhetoric combined with an upbeat branding, the White House launching Operation Warp Speed. Its goal is to produce a patient-ready vaccine as early as January. Peter Lorre is with the Center for Science and the Public Interest.
I have never seen in my career a group of scientists so single-mindedly focused on a single problem.
The White House offered to provide members of Congress with COVID testing kits, but in an extremely rare joint statement, the Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat, said thanks but no thanks, citing the need to direct resources to the front lines. That's obviously a smart move in an election year. And speaking of smart moves,
they're off in the Kentucky Derby Triple Crown Showdown.
That is the start of the 2020 Kentucky Derby. Well, not the real one. That's been reset for September. But yesterday, on the day in May when the race would normally be held, there was a virtual derby. 13 Triple Crown winners dating back to 1919 raced against each other in a make-believe showdown for the ages. Seattle Slough led much of the way until being overtaken in the stretch, the call on NBC.
Here's the finish! Secretariat has won it!
And Millsy and Basil, there was no wagering, but the Churchill Downs track is matching up to $1 million fan donations to COVID-19 relief.
Wow, that's a lot. Bobby, thank you for that, mate. Hold on, we'll do it again tomorrow.
That is good work from Bobby. If you